Chapter 5. The footsteps overhead grew louder. The four friends exchanged frightened glances.
"We've got to get out of here," Sherry whispered.
The ceiling creaked.
"You can't leave me here,"
Michael protested. He pulled himself to a sitting position.
"Quick, stand up," Bert instructed.
Michael struggled to his feet.
"I can't stand on this foot."
His face revealed his panic.
"We'll help you," Sherry said, turning her eyes to Bird.
"I'll take one arm.
You take the other."
Bird obediently moved forward and pulled Michael's arm around his shoulder.
"Okay, let's move,"
Sherry whispered, supporting Michael from the other side.
"But how do we get out?"
Bird asked breathlessly. The footsteps grew louder. The ceiling creaked under their weight.
"We can't go up the stairs," Michael whispered, leaning on Sherry and Bird.
"There's another stairway behind the furnace," Greg told them, pointing.
"It leads out?"
Michael asked, wincing from his ankle pain.
"Probably."
Greg led the way. "Just pray the door isn't padlocked or something."
We're praying,"
Bird declared.
"We're out of here,"
Sherry said, groaning under the weight of Michael's arm. Leaning heavily against Sherry and Bird, Michael hobbled after Greg, and they made their way to the stairs behind the furnace. The stairs, they saw, led to wooden double doors up on ground level.
"I don't see a padlock," Greg said warily. "Please, doors be open."
"Hey, who's down there?"
An angry man's voice called from behind them.
It's Spidey," Michael stammered.
"Hurry," Sherry urged, giving Greg a frightened push. "Come on."
Greg set the camera down on the top step. Then he reached up and grabbed the handles of the double doors.
"Who's down there?"
Spidey sounded closer, angrier.
"The doors could be locked from the outside," Greg whispered, hesitating.
"Just push them, man,"
Bird pleaded. Greg took a deep breath and pushed with all his strength. The doors didn't budge.
"We're trapped," he told them.